Sri Vishnu Sahasranama, name 871, Sattvavan. Sattva, the word is commonly used to refer to the sattva guna, the quality of goodness. It's generally translated by Srila Prabhupada as the quality of goodness, as distinguished from rajoguna, which Srila Prabhupada calls the quality of passion, and tamoguna, the quality of ignorance or darkness. It has other meanings. For instance, we find in the first verse of Bhagavad Gita, chapter 16, the term sattva sangshuddhi. Abhayang sattva sangshuddhi. In this case, sattva refers to one's existence. It can also mean wealth, power. That's also used in terms of, at least in Bengali, it's used in terms of political power, which government is in power. Determination. The Vishvakosha, major Sanskrit dictionary, states that the word sattva is used in the sense of the mode of goodness. Living beings such as pishach, witches and fiends, that's one of the meanings of sattva. Strength, substance, nature, spirit, resolution, mind, life, air, and the living entity. From Amarakosh, another well-known Sanskrit dictionary, Dravre Prane Bale Janto Vivasaya Svabhavayoho Gune Vitte Sato Bhavo Sattvam Gunini Tu Trishu. Which, it means one's possessions, one's life, air, bodily strength, one's nature, one's determination or resolution, one's wealth, and the three modes, one of the three modes of material nature. Just to give some idea of Satyadeva Vasishta, how he analyzes the name. Now, unless we are Sanskrit pundits, we're not going to understand this. But just to give some idea of how he unpacks the meaning of each name, starting from the root bhuvi, to be, he derives sat, and then by Panini Sutra 51119, that comes tasya bhavastva talo, tva is added to sat in the sense of the nature thereof. Just like we have tat, tatva. So sat, sattva, it means which sattva, which means partakes of the nature of sat. Then from there, Panini Sutra 5294, Tat Asya Asmin Asti Iti Matup. The Matup Pratyaya, Pratyaya means the pronoun, or the Pratyaya means the a moderating syllable, or two syllables, usually one syllable. So the Matup Pratyai gives the sense of to whom it belongs, or within whom it exists, or in whom it exists. So this is added to sattva, which gives sat, tva, mat. And then va is substituted for ma by Sutra 829 from Panini. Ma at upadhyaya chamato dhaha a yavadabhivya, leading to sattva vat, which is the basis for sattva van, because vat is again converted into van. And when we say sattva van, it means one who has the quality of sattva. Now, when the word van is added, it means who has the quality in abundance. Everyone has some quality of sattva to some extent. It's just like dhanavan. A pauper may have 1 rupee. But when we say dhanavan, it means someone who's very wealthy. So in the same way, sattvavan means one who has the quality of sattva, not just a little, but outstandingly. So this is just an example to show how Satyadeva Vasishtha, who was a great scholar, active in the latter part of the 20th century, recently, he did a huge exegesis of Vishnu Sahasranama, in every case giving grammatical rules, showing how it can, and in each case quoting from Shruti. He would always quote from Shruti. Maybe seems he has an Arya Samaj background, so he only believed in Shruti. In this, from this name up until 880, Parashurbhata describes all the names in the terms of Bhagavan being the presiding deity over the Sattva-guna. And Parashurbhata notes that Sattva-guna leads to liberation, not the others. In this way, he, Parashurbhata, and other commentators, the Vaishnav commentators especially, they'll describe the names often in terms of Krishna, Rama avatar, or Matsya avatar, but Satyadeva Vasishtha, he just wanted to do it in terms of the qualities of the Lord without ascribing to any particular avatar. Parashurbhata states, Parama Prakasha Lagava Sukha Sampada Moksha Mulam Sattvam Sakshat Adhishtheyam Asya Iti Sattvavan. Bhagavan is called Sattvavan because he directly presides over the Sattva Guna. He presides over everything, but he directly presides over the Sattva Guna, which has the qualities of Prakasha, Parama Prakasha, of light, revelation, of Lagavam, lightness in the sense here of not being bogged down by the weight of the material contamination, and Sukha Sampada, the happiness and wealth, or Sukha Sampada, which moksha, it's the root, moksha mulam. So the root of moksha is sattva, and Bhagavan Vishnu presides over this. So Parashurbhata says that sattvavan means he takes charge of the sattva quality, particularly in his devotees. Parashurbhata quotes from Shvetashvatara Upanishad in this regard. Mahan Prabhur Vai Purusha Sattvasya Esha Pravartaka. This great personality, this great master, He certainly is the giver of moksha. He is the source, cause, and propagator of sattva. Of course, in the translation, you have to state the point separately, although it's all one facet. How by being the support, cause, and propagator of sattva, he is, that's intrinsically linked with his being the great transcendental personality who bestows moksha. Parashabhata also quotes from Varaha Purana. Sattvena muchyate jantu, sattvam narayanatmakam. A being, a living being, is released from the material world, his liberation, because of the quality of sattva in him, and that sattva is narayanatmakam. It's intrinsic in Narayan. It's inseparable from his personality and who he is. Then, sattvam sadgunatvam tat asya asti iti sattvavan. Vishnu is called sattvavan because he has all the auspicious attributes are visible in him, and each attribute is there in abundance, in full. Then Naradiya Purana states that Sri Hari is Bhagavan because Sada Sarva Gunadhatvat Sattvavan Hari Uchate Natu Sattva Gunatmatvad Yatastri Guna Varjitaha. The Supreme Lord Hari is called Sattvavan because he is eternally endowed with all excellent qualities. And here's a very important clarification from Shastra. It's not something made up by our acharyas because they want to glorify the Supreme Lord, Vishnu. Here, Naradiya Purana states that the term Sattvavan does not indicate that the Lord is an embodiment of the material mode of goodness, Sattvaguna, because he is free from the influence of all the three modes of material nature. He oversees Sattvaguna of this material world, but he himself is not only beyond Rajaguna and Tamaguna, he's beyond the Sattvaguna of this material world also. Therefore, he's Shuddha Sattva. He's in a different position of completely pure goodness, which is not touched by the material modes. As Srila Prabhupada often used to quote from the fourth canto of Bhagavatam, Sattvang Vishuddham Vasudeva Shabditam. The pure goodness means Vasudev, as Lord Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita. Tribhir gunamayar bhavayar ebhi sarvam idang jagat mohitang na bijanati mam ebhya paramavyayam. Lord Krishna says, the whole world is bewildered by these three modes, and therefore the people of this world cannot know me, who am above the modes and inexhaustible. All these points are very, very important. That's why we're discussing them. Then another meaning which Shankaracharya gives, one who possesses courage, strength, takes sattva here to mean shaurya, heroism. Shaurya viryadikam sattvam asya asti iti sattvavan. One who has courage, strength, heroism is sattvavan. One who is, by his very nature, he's very powerful and strong and courageous. And we see that in all his avatars. He likes to act in a very powerful way. And he presents himself as if one of us, but at the same time, he's superhuman. Sri Radha Krishna elaborates that this quality is associated with the ability to remain fearless in battle. So this, we're talking about sattva guna, but the kshatriyas, they have the quality of rajoguna, which is required in fighting, that can be completely pure if it's done just like Arjuna wanted to be a peaceful sadhu, but Krishna told him you have to fight. But that quality of rajoguna, that also becomes shuddha sattva, that becomes completely transcendentalized if it's done only for the pleasure of Krishna. But as Krishna told Arjuna, these qualities of a kshatriya, yuddhe cha papalayanam, not fleeing in battle, sharyam tejo dhritir daksham, yuddhe cha papalayanam, danam ishvara bhavascha, kshatram karmasva bhavajam. So heroism, teja, here this refers to kshatra teja, the prowess of a kshatriya. We also hear brahma teja, the prowess of a brahmana, which comes from austerity. So dhriti, determination. So many of these qualities, they can be in the mode of goodness also, but when associated with kshatriyas, they're in the mode of passion. But when it's Bhagavan, his heroism, shauryam means heroism, yuddhe chapyapalayanam, not running away in battle, then when it's associated, when it's in Bhagavan, the qualities of Bhagavan, that shuddha sattva. And if one acts as a brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, or even as a shudra, solely for the pleasure of Krishna, then one is on the platform of shuddha sattva. And that was seen in the Kurukshetra fight. Most of the warriors, they didn't run away or show any fear on both sides. The leading warriors, they didn't show fear. Mostly they didn't. But Krishna was there. Even when Arjuna, he wasn't exactly fearful, but he was doubtful. But Krishna always encouraged him. And actually, he was the one that won the fight. Who won the battle? Who won it? Well, Krishna, even before the battle, Krishna told Arjuna, Mayai vete nihitang purvameva nimittamatram bhavesavyasachin. It's already fixed by me that all these soldiers are going to be killed. So you become the instrument, that's all. Then Krishnadatta Bharadvaj takes up the meaning sattva, Vyavasayaha, nischaya, the determination. And he links it with the determination to bestow blessings, mercy, auspiciousness on his devotees. People may criticize. Samohang sarvabhuteshu namedveshosti napriyaha. Ye bhajante tumam bhakta maite teshu chapyaham. People may criticize. In one line he says that I'm equal to all. I'm not the friend or enemy of anyone. But then he says, but those who worship me, I really like them. Some may say, well, he's contradicting himself. No. Or maybe. But he's determined to bestow his blessings on his devotees. He's more, as Srila Prabhupada used to say, Krishna is more keen to bring us back to him than we are to go to him. If we make one step toward Krishna, Krishna will take 10 steps toward us. We're so fortunate to be in the shelter of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, who is Prabhupada at the lotus feet of Krishna, linking us with Krishna. Then, Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 13, chapter 27. The word sattva, of course, comes in Bhagavad Gita repeatedly. This is from the chapter 13 where it comes, yavat sanjayate kinchit sattvang sthavara jangamam kshetra kshetragya sangyogat tadvidhi bharatarshava. Srila Prabhupada's translation, O chief of the Bharatas, know that whatever you see in existence, here existence, whatever you see in existence, sattva existence, both moving and non-moving is only a combination of the field of activities and the knower of the field, kshetra kshetragya. We have one interpretation that here, kshetra and kshetragya mean Lakshmi and Narayana. So in this case, this means all mobile and immobile jivas, or not just jivas, but everything moving and non-moving in the world come out or are produced by the combination of Lakshmi and Paramatma, Bhagavan. This is Madhvacharya's comment in his Gita Tatparya describes this. Actually, Madhvacharya, he didn't write any commentary on Vishnu Sahasranama. But throughout his writings, he explains many words in relation to Narayana, how this word indicates Narayana, and subsequent acharyas in his parampara have put together many of these quotes from his extensive writings to illuminate Vishnu Sahasranama. Then, if there's any coming on to another interpretation, the jiva's good qualities are all denoted by sattva. Any good quality means sattva. If it's fully good, it's sattva guna. Bhagavan Vishnu has all good qualities in him, so to the full extent, so how much more we can understand him as sattva-van. He is without defects. The jivas are under his control. So in both ways, he's called sattva-van. Baladev Vidyabhushan, continuing his discussion of this particular series of names that we're going through just now, is relating them to Krishna's pastimes in winning his principal wives. So he takes sattva-van to mean that his determination, his resolution, his sattva to attain satya-bhama is exceptional. And he'll explain that more in the next name, which is name 872, Sattvika, which is very similar to the name Sattva-van. It's very similar meaning. It's derived from the same root. It's to do with sattva again. Sattvik here is understood by the commentators to mean who deserves sattva. Parashara Bhatta says that all the good qualities, dharma, jnana, vairagya, aishvarya, rupa, phala, niyamanena, cha sattvam arhati iti sattvikaha. He is the one who deserves to be known as having all the qualities of dharma, religiousness, jnana, knowledge, vairagya, detachment, aishvarya, opulence, rupa, beauty, all of these. Satyadeva Vasishtha says that he bestows these qualities on people and even on plants and everything according to what they deserve. In this material world, tamoguna is prominent. It is the world of ignorance. But still we hear that the cow, the living being in the body of the cow, the mentality, the psychology is more sattvic. The lion is more rajasic. The monkey is more tamasic. The banyan tree is sattvic. The thorn tree is tamasic. And so on. Similar idea Raghunath Tirtha gives. He makes his devotees, he bestows upon his devotees sacred divine knowledge. We know from Bhagavad Gita, chapter 14, Krishna says, Sattvam sukhe sanjayati. From sattva-guna, happiness arises. But we also know from Bhagavad Gita that that happiness can condition further the conditioned soul who thinks, well, I'm above rajaguna, I'm above tamaguna, I'm happy being in sattva-guna. That is also a kind of contamination. So here, sukh is referred to as a sophisticated level of material happiness. Then in the same chapter, later, Bhagavad Gita says, sattvat sanjayate jnanam, that from sattva-gun, knowledge arises. So considering these two terms, sukha, happiness arises from sattva-guna, knowledge arises from sattva-guna. I'm going to quote one insight from one of my godbrothers, Atma Vidya Prabhu, in relation to knowledge and happiness. His name, of course, means knowledge of the self. So he says that relative knowledge may make you relatively happy. Absolute knowledge will make you absolutely blissful. Shankaracharya gives the meaning of sattvic. It's the straightforward understanding that someone who's firmly, essentially, intrinsically established in sattva-guna. And that means in dharma, again, the same quality, dharma, jnana, vairagya, disconnected, not influenced by rajaguna or tamaguna, with all divine, noble, sacred, transcendental, godly qualities. So this word sattvic, it's a common word among transcendentalists and yogis and now devotees of Krishna all over the world. All such high-class human beings, they aspire to be sattvic and to eschew the lower qualities of rajas and tamas. Formerly, in my memory, among higher-class Hindus, there was going back to the 1970s and 1980s, it was very common that, higher brahmanas and kshatriyas, we didn't used to see so vaishyas like Marwaris, they'd have a high sense of dharma and understanding what is, they'd say, oh, this food is sattvic, and they would try to, even the Marwaris are, in one sense, dealing in the very rajasic and maybe tamasic influence of business. But in their home life, they are very concerned. Their dress would be very simple. They wouldn't show off their wealth. Their lifestyle would be very simple, concerned with being dharmic, taking sattvic food. So it was important among such people to cultivate sattva-guna. It used to be, this word sattvic, we used to hear a lot among devotees. I don't hear it said so much nowadays. The understanding that although we're supposed to transcend the modes of nature, that sattva-guna is a stepping stone toward that, and therefore we should cultivate in our lives, serving Krishna as far as possible in a sattvic manner. That means to be regulated, clean. Sadacha means proper behavior for saintly people, which means in sattva-guna, disposition, not that we should get all angry all the time very quickly or agitated, just like Krishna describes in Bhagavad Gita, to be calm in happiness, in when there are causes for jubilation, na prashrishet priyam prapya, nodvijet prapya cha priyam. When we get something which is suitable for our material enjoyment, we don't become elated and we don't become depressed when things don't go properly for us. So this is a sattvic disposition. Generally, we expect saintly people to be like that. Sattvic in speech, that's described in Bhagavad Gita, how one should speak the truth, one should not speak in a manner that is not pleasing. And in austerity, you can do austerity for getting material enjoyment, but one does austerity for the sake of spiritual advancement. Food which is in the mode of goodness is described in Bhagavad Gita. All these things which I've just said are in the Bhagavad Gita. And beyond which is directly discussed in Bhagavad Gita, we can see there is music in the three modes of material nature. Devotees aspire to that kind of music which is transcendental and definitely not in the lower modes of nature, as is much of modern music. And then in one's mode of dress, the most sattvic dress would be maybe no clothes, or very little clothing, or some deer skin, bark, valkala, clothing made from the bark of trees, and then a little more cotton, but cotton clothes, even that produced in sweatshops in China or Bangladesh, that's not so sattvic, but maybe still more sattvic than polyester. Anyway, dress style, how one wears one clothes, not in a sensuous way. Sattvic means without sensuousness. The kind of building we live in nowadays, buildings, they're mostly cement and this concrete, all these things. But a simple hut made with grass and mud, that's in the mode of goodness. So all these are sattvic, and all of them have the touch of or the blessing of Vishnu, and that will help us, prepare us to bring us closer to him. Baladev Vidyabhushan takes this to mean, sattva to mean, he who is worthy of intellectual force, bodily force, and living force. And the meaning is that Krishna mentally, bodily, and from his very being was thinking how to get Satyabhama. He thought that I'll get this Syamantaka jewel, I'll offer it to Satrajit, who has muddied my name by telling everyone that I, Krishna, killed his brother Prasena to take that jewel, creating a stain on my reputation. So when I get the jewel back and give it to Satrajit, he'll become so embarrassed and fearful. What have I done? To be forgiven for his offense, he'll give me Satyabhama, who has uncommon beauty and qualities. along with the jewel. Krishna, he didn't want the jewel, the Syamantaka, very much, but he very much wanted the jewel who was Satyabhama. And this is how Baladev Vidyabhushan explains the name Sattvic. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhya evacha patita nam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Dante nithaya chunakang padayani patyakrit vacha kakushatam etad aham ravimi he sadhava sakala eva vihaya durat goranga chandra charane kurutana raga. Parivadatu jano yatatata va nanumukaro navayang vicharayamaha hari rasa madirama dati matta bhuvi vilutama nartama nirvishama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.